You're listening to SBS News.
They're at the forefront of a movement that threatens to bring Hong Kong to its knees, but a delegation of students have arrived in Australia to ask the federal government for assistance. Unlike their counterparts back at home, these protesters reveal their identities. 23-year-old Hong Kong University student Sunny Chung says the risk to his homeland extends beyond his personal safety.
We want to fight for justice, we want to fight for universal suffrage, which we believe that this is an inherent human right should be enjoyed by each individual in modern society. And that's why we want Australian people to support Hong Kong people, to stand with Hong Kong, to help us to fight against an authoritarian regime.
The 23-year-old told SBS News that the protesters are fearful of the police brutality.
At the front line, people are scared. They're scared because they know that what their consequences could possibly, like go into jail for 10 years, or they may be just beaten up by some police using their batons or even using their rubber bullets. They will get hurt, they will be injured, and they will even lose some of the protesters even lost their eyes already.
But the frontliner also says fear will not stop the protesters taking to the streets.
On the other hand, although they are scared, it doesn't mean that this will stop them. Police brutality won't stop them from coming out. After all, we love Hong Kong. We treat Hong Kong as our motherland.
The delegation is also seeking the protection of Hong Kongers studying abroad in Australian universities after friction between Chinese and Hong Kong students has erupted on campuses across the country. Fellow Hong Kong protester Zui Lung says Hong Kongers in Australia receive similar threats as those abroad.
Yes, overseas Hong Kongers studying in Australia, they recently received threatening message like us, and some claim they will, and also their like emails, their phone number, their address are also posted in Weibo, some Chinese web social platform. It means their privacy are gonna explode by all Chinese people, and some people may therefore send some like insulting message to them and make them in danger.
But the 19-year-old believes the escalating violence in Hong Kong needs to be viewed in context.
We have tried conversations with Carrie Lam. We have tried many peaceful protests in June and July, but seems our government wouldn't listen to our five demands, and that's the reason why our protesters are becoming more angry and more upset.
On Thursday, the delegation will meet with politicians in Canberra in a bid to win support for their cause. Another frontliner who has travelled to Australia, Lung Yuk Sing, is worried the pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong could end in a repeat of history.
I'm quite afraid Hong Kong will turn into the Tiananmen situation, because as I live in Hong Kong so many years, I never experienced that much of the pressure I'm having right now.
Describing increasing violence from the police, the acting student said the Hong Kong streets are dangerous for protesters.
Just yesterday night, I knew there's news about a teenager, which is a Hong Kong people younger than me. He is in a coma situation because of the police brutality. 7 police officers pushed him on the ground, and maybe it's because of pushing him so hard, they try to arrest him in I don't know what reason, but they think they are doing the right thing, and they refuse to give the first aid person to save him.
The student delegation will next travel to the British House of Commons and the US Congress and are calling on the international community to help Hong Kong. But right now, the 26-year-old student says the delegation's primary aim is to seek help and action from Australia's government.
Every day the brutality from the government is upgrading. Not us, all the Hong Kong people wish to fight or do anything violence to the street or the government. It's the government pushing us toward to that direction.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS World News.